Hello, I'm Claire Davis, as you know, from Mental Health Chats, and today we're continuing the topic on sexual assault. And today we've got Derek Bell with us to tell his story. So hello, Derek, how are you?
Hi, Claire, I'm fine, thank you. Yourself?
I'm very well, thank you.
This is part of our wider series. Find the full interview in the playlist for this series.
Briefly explain the situation of what happened to us all, please.
Yeah, it obviously goes a long way back. I'm now 57 year old, and my first abuse from a football coach by the name of George Ormond happened when I was 11 year old. So some 46 year ago, I had my first counter of obviously sexual abuse on me. George Ormond was a football coach at a boys club I used to attend in Newcastle called Montague and North Fenham. He was a young man at the time himself. He's only about 20 year old, but obviously I was 11 year old. And my first encounter was getting treatment from George Ormond. And then he sort of moved on to touch my genitals. Of which I became very, very anxious and didn't really know what was happening. And I basically froze. It was in a locked room. I managed to get out of the room, but was feared, didn't want to say anything. This abuse lasted ultimately about 5 years, till the age of 16, and I left the boys club and went to play professional football at Newcastle United as a young apprentice, and managed to play a few first team games before injury curtailed my career as a professional footballer. I only made a small number of appearances. But the length of the abuse over the 5 years accumulated from just basic touching, feeling. It then encountered, he used to take me home. But my main point of view is he groomed my family. My dad was a quite isolated man, and he took over the father figure of taking me to training, picking me up, taking me to school, befriended the family, got into my mom and dad, and eventually got into my home. And yeah,
it's terrible. And from I've read a few articles on this, you weren't the only boy he was doing this to. It was a number of the boys from the club.
Yeah, that's the thing. At the time, you just feel that you're the only one. I suffered this abuse again, quite intimate. He used to stop over at my parents' house at times. My brother used to be out, we used to share a room, and when my brother was out, he used to stop over and make excuses, his car didn't work and stuff like that. But I couldn't tell anybody because I thought I was the only one. I thought he was only picked me out, but he made threats for me to commit offences on him and sexual acts on myself. The threats were that he wouldn't play me in the team, of which I was at the time didn't know I had a talent, but I was 14 year old when I signed for Newcastle United and on a schoolboy form. But he used to tell the scouts that if I didn't play well or didn't perform these sexual acts on him, then he would not play me in the side. So as a young boy, my ultimate goal was to be a professional footballer.
Yeah.
So I was stuck in a rock and a hard spot. I knew the abuse was not right, but I just tried to take it out of my mind once it was happening. But the fear was I couldn't tell anybody.
So thank you and take care.
No problem. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed the chat. If you found any of the tips useful, follow Mental Health Chats. Thank you.